to pay a visit to Dr. Feelgood before the long weekend coming up. Yeah. I don't know their names anymore. I mean, you know, I used to know my Dr. Feelgood was, I don't know, what, a Joe or whatever, and I'd meet him behind 7-Eleven.
Now you don't know anymore?
No. You just walk in and nice people hand you this stuff.
Yeah, true.
So different.
I mean, you do have to pay for it, right? Because I'm going to the wrong place then.
You're going to the wrong place, buddy.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon coming up on today's show. You a big, no, you're not. Big fashion lover?
Oh, you can tell. Look at this.
Right? Man.
Come on.
Same with me.
Come on.
Louis Vuitton has a new bag that is stupid beyond words.
Nice.
Stupid beyond words.
Good.
It's so dumb. There is a vampire fish.
Whoa.
That exists.
Vampire fish.
Yes.
It sucks the blood out of living creatures.
We will explain.
Okay.
But yes.
Can you eat
it? And it's unique to California.
Right on. Hell yeah.
We're number
zombie fish.
The LA Rats is a new super group.
Oh, man. Come on. You know what? Really good thing coming out of this pandemic? LA Rats.
Agreed.
They're going to play a new one at 4, at 5, and 6, and I don't know, over and over again.
Snicky 6 and Rob Zombie and John 5.
So cool.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, so it really is. I heard Marcy snuck it on earlier today, and it's just rocking, man. So
love
know,
it.
Yeah, 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll do it again.
And a man was caught sleeping in his electric car. Sleeping.
Okay.
He's the only one in the car.
Yeah.
So far, the electric cars, you're supposed to sit in the driver's seat and monitor. And change, hit the brakes, turn if you need to. This guy was just...
Oh, he was just, I got you. Oh, so yeah, well, that's certainly going
to
happen.
And the cop pulled up next to him and was just watching him. And he was just dozing off.
Oh, man.
Which makes no sense.
Oh,
and our 1 second of nonstop rock is worth...
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, no, it's $500.
I think
starting
so
over.
Too.
Yeah, starting over.
Worth $500.
Paying close attention. Get a producer.
So that's
Slug.
Coming
that's
up until before 4 o'clock.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about the Louis Vuitton airplane bag.
Okay. Wait, so this is a new carry-on bag for your toiletries or
it's
what
have a new... No. Well, maybe. I'm not positive what it's for.
Okay.
I do know that it costs $39,000. $39,000.
For the discerning traveler who has everything.
And it's literally just a bag that you carry that's in the shape of an airplane.
Oh, come on. What are you, for four-year-olds?
Four-year-olds with $39,000, yes.
Someone getting into first class with a $39,000 bag that's shaped like an airplane, I think should be pushed out the front door.
I agree.
At 20,000 feet.
I'm down with that. But here's the news report on it.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Damn you to hell! It's been like a week without her. Damn,
it's our favorite reporter. As I wanted to bring this story up because it's a ridiculous thing and no one would ever pay $39,000 for it.
Oh, they will.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But then I heard her and I was like, oh, this is our person. Rewind. Let's start from the beginning.
Fasten your seatbelts. This bag has hit some turbulence.
No!
Right out the gate.
See what she
As
did?
It were, out the gate. Come on.
I think the average consumer is going to go, what?
You think?
This Louis Vuitton airplane bag.
Wow.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, listen to her saying I'm impressed by that.
You are?
Yeah. Not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Very much.
She says it that way, Louis Vuitton.
This Louis Vuitton.
Vuitton.
So I looked it up. I looked up the correct pronunciation of it because I've never heard that.
No, neither have I.
And it's closer to what she's saying than what we say.
Damn it!
In France.
Oh, she's proving?
It's French.
She's proving already she's better than us.
Correct.
At everything.
Yes.
This Louis Vuitton.
Damn it.
Airplane bag sells for $39,000. You can buy an actual plane for less, noted someone posting a used Cessna selling for just over $32,000 to prove it.
Wow.
What she does for this entire story is go to social media and get funny responses.
Right.
And then reads them. So that was one of them.
I'm seriously thinking if you have that kind of money, you should buy your own jet. Just buy your own plane.
Agreed. I mean, the plane that you can get for $32,000 isn't great.
No, but it's better than carrying an airplane-shaped bag
onto
the plane.
That's very true.
The luxury design house showed a travel-themed collection at its latest men's show, and there it was, more of a collector's item. Or, as celebrity stylist Philip Block put it,
And I think it was the fantasy we all want. We all want to escape our living rooms right now.
Yeah, well, for $39,000, can it fly? Can you even find things you put in there?
Shut up. Stop talking. Why do you have to ruin a story on a $39,000 airplane bag?
And Kevin just showed me a picture of it. You need to see this thing. It's so ridiculous.
It's an actual airplane.
The only thing that it kind of looks like would be kind of cute for like a very small dog carrier. Like you put a little dog in there. That would actually
but
be
there's no
cute. No, it's not. It's,
breathing
that's
room
not
or anything.
No.
Okay.
Dog wouldn't make it, but hey, what the hell?
Here's my chapstick. Have you checked the cockpit? On the bright side, look at all the miles to be earned on purchasing this.
That actually makes sense.
No, come
but,
on.
No, but no, no.
Don't you take her side. Don't you do it.
I'm gonna propose marriage to her, I think.
Covered with a famous Louis Vuitton logo.
Vuitton? She has said it differently every time.
Looks like a military transport plane, but who would be transporting it?
Can you take any more or no?
Yeah, a little bit. All it's right. Kind of fun torture.
But you will definitely see that bag in rappers' videos. It's very Cardi B, maybe. Lady Gaga would live for that bag.
Take it easy.
Work of Louis Vuitton men's artistic director, Virgil Abloh, who once tweeted, then later deleted, design is the freshest scam. Quote me on that one.
Yeah.
You done with it?
Yeah.
Can I remind you that it's
$39,000? $39,000!
For a bag that looks like an airplane. It's in the actual shape of an airplane.
Carry that down the street. That double dog dare you.
That's incredibly dumb.
Yeah.
So I can put you down for one?
Yes, please.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That song, Crazy on You by Heart, was one of our contest songs.
Yeah, I think it was one of the big ones, wasn't it?
One second of nonstop rock.
Rock!
I think it was.
Yeah, they took a long time.
$3,000 or something like that?
Figure it out, yeah. And it's funny because the one we're about to throw at you here in just a few minutes, Stu, who creates these little snippets, came in and we played it for him and he's like, did I make that?
Yeah,
that happened. He couldn't even guess what it was. So, should be really easy.
And we're gambling on how many times.
Yeah.
And how many times before somebody gets it right.
I love a side wager.
coming out of Sacramento, like some sea creature from the deep, vampire fish.
Dun, dun, dun!
Making a comeback to an American river.
Vampire fish. That was a great band, etc.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
you would expect this headline last year as everything was going wrong.
Right?
Last year.
Yeah.
But vampire fish is not something that I'm really into.
Have you been bitten by one? You know, it could be turned into
no
living dead fish for a very long time or whatever.
But a nasty looking fish, a vampire fish, lurking in local waterways, the terrifying and toothy creature making a comeback in the American River. Two of them were spotted by divers this week.
CBS 13's Laura Havely is live with this mysterious river monster. Laura.
Fish, sea lion, maybe a cell phone or two, all things that can be found in the American River waterways. But recently, a creature has appeared in the dark water, and it's earning a creepy nickname. The vampire fish is long with skin like leather, and it has teeth.
All right, hold up. So it's kind of more like a snake.
All right.
Looks more like a snake.
Okay.
It doesn't have a head.
Ooh, funky.
It just has a mouth full of teeth.
Oh, really? Why hasn't there been a horror movie about these things yet?
I don't know. There certainly should be.
Yeah, they actually exist.
Apparently, they spotted it before a long time ago, and now it's actually making a comeback.
We're back.
Which I'm not positive we need.
So does it bite other fish and turn them into vampires? Okay.
It looks like some sea creature from the deep.
For 40 years, Carl Blies explored the American River, most recently with a GoPro, taking videos along the way.
I have captured sea lion, river otters, crawdads, you know, lots of crazy things.
But the vampire fish, otherwise known as Pacific lamprey,
Pacific lamprey. Forget it.
Weak name.
Yeah, vampire fish.
You go with vampire.
Tops his list of strange sightings.
They would be high up there as the rare fish.
Despite the mystery, this guy calls California waterways home.
It is native to California and the American River.
What if we don't want it, though? What if California doesn't want it? Can we send it someplace else?
Well, let's cancel it.
Pacific lamprey are born in fresh water, migrate to the ocean, and then come back here to have their young.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Come back here to spawn.
Yes.
Ugh, to make sweet vampire fish love.
100,000 of them at once.
Wow!
100,000 at once!
Damn!
And how do they mate? They're all teeth.
In the ocean, they will kind of attach themselves to like a dolphin or a shark or a whale and kind of, you know, suck on that, you know, larger host fish.
That's where they got the name vampire. It doesn't really change them into a vampire fish.
Right. But it sort of makes sense. But they would be in the ocean. That makes more than a river. That seems
right.
Like
but 100,000 came back into the river.
Wow.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
And kind of feed off the nutrients.
Earning the vampire nickname.
Wow.
What do you think of this guy?
Yeah, this looks weird. It doesn't have a head. It just has like a bunch of teeth.
They're not harmful at all to people.
I disagree.
Yeah, no. The fact that they exist is harmful to us.
All they have is teeth.
What if you catch one of these things? You're trying to get a nice catfish or whatever the hell you fish for.
No, you're fishing for something else. And
salmon.
You get this.
Yeah.
And then you take a photo with it and it doesn't show up in the photo.
And even though they don't look pretty, river visitors say they make the area unique.
I think it's great that we have so much fish and wildlife.
No,
and
no.
It hasn't really been ruined, and I'd prefer to keep it that way.
No, let's ruin this one.
Yeah.
I'm not down.
Ruin the river!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. A new song from L.A. Rats coming up just after the top of the hour.
It's loud. You got to turn it up loud. Wherever you're at, make sure you can play it loud.
I like it. That's how I play all my music. We have $500 for you for with our 1 second of nonstop rock.
We don't want to say we've picked a hard one, but we've picked a hard one, I think, this time.
We think so.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think they're hard and somebody gets them right away, and sometimes we think they're easy and takes a long time.
Yeah. We're going to kind of make a wager as to how long it's going to take someone. We'll talk about that off the air. But
right.
Make a wager as
to how long. A wager for credits, because gambling money would be illegal.
That's terrible.
Right.
Who would do such a thing?
So we have $500 for you if you could identify this song from this 1 second clip. You have to be caller 13. 18-818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist, and you win $500.
All right, please, truly, listen closely. Here it is. I hope you heard that. What do you think it is? 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Jose. Am I caller 13?
Jose, you are caller 13.
Well done, Jose. Hell yeah.
Nicely done.
That was a tricky one.
It's a little tough.
Wait, do you think you know it without saying right now?
I hope I do.
All right.
Nice. Well, do you have a hearing aid or anything to boost your hearing? Because you need to listen closely to this one.
I'll put in my Bluetooth. I'm at work right now.
Nice. Well, I hope you get to yell and scream for the $500 if you win. Annoy everybody at work.
Awesome.
If you win, I want you to stand up and yell, "I quit this place."
Yeah, dude.
I'm out.
Got it. Will you?
Get it.
All right. Give us the name of the artist and the song title, and you got yourself $500. Here you go. Are you ready?
Boy, that's a lot of noise.
What's going on over there?
I think he's trying to change to his Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah.
It's taking a while.
Yeah.
He's not
connected to the truck right now. That's why.
Okay.
All
right.
Can you hear? Because this is a very difficult
one.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right.
Nice. All right. So, artist title, and you got it. You ready?
All right.
All right. Here it is. Wow. What do you think that is?
Is it Rolling Stone, Sympathy for the Devil?
It is not.
It is not. Sorry.
Take your Bluetooth out and stomp on it.
I know. Damn it.
Damn it.
Thanks for calling,
dude. All right, so it's worth $1,000 now, between 4 and 5.
Yes. You sounded unsure.
I'm usually unsure, but I'm sure that we have LA Rats now.
Maybe you recognize the song from 1959. George Mack did I've Been Everywhere.
And that is now going to appear in The Ice Road. It's the new Netflix movie with Liam Neeson. I think he lost his daughter or something. He's going after her again.
I don't think it's the same thing.
No, not the same thing.
No.
But that sort of makes sense with I've Been Everywhere.
It's kind of a super group. It's Nikki Sixx, Rob Zombie, John 5, and Tommy Clefetos.
And they call themselves the LA Rats. So it
is
a beautiful
name.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them live all together. That's just going to be a loud damn show.
By the way, I read this wrong, and I was very excited about it until I realized I read it wrong.
Hmm.
It's up the upcoming Liam Neeson starring Netflix movie, The Ice Road Zombie.
Oh.
Is what I read.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
So it's The Ice Road, period.
Yes.
Zombie later confirmed.
Damn it. Going to have that period in there, I guess. Thanks to them for sneaking that to us early. It's KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, 3 to 7.
Yep. I'm looking forward. I was thinking it was Friday in my brain.
You always do that. Thursdays are always Fridays to you.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, they have these things called calendars.
Calendar. Is that what you like strain spaghetti after you've cooked it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, sure. One of those. That'll help?
Yeah.
How's that going to help?
All right, let's talk about COVID and the relaxing standards that we're just about to be able to do.
We're heading towards.
Listen to this report.
All right.
Several state governors and big retailers signaled a return to normal on Friday in the U.S. A day after the CDC said it is safe for fully vaccinated people to remove their face masks in most settings.
People who feel that, which they should now based on the data, that it is safe for them not only outdoors but indoors, they should feel comfortable in not wearing a mask.
Okay. That's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
It is.
Because it really felt like, for over a year, it really felt like I could die if I don't wear this mask.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, take them off. And it feels weird.
Yeah.
It's like, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think we're allowed to do it in California till, what, June 15th
sometime
or something
in June,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it feels weird to not wear a mask.
You know, it was really, I guess, in a way, for me, it was, I mean, you had it twice. You know, I didn't get it. I thought I did, but I'm still living.
Right.
You know, but to me, it was more about at the end, just not sharing it. Like, especially once I had gotten vaccinated, even
right.
The first one, I'm like, you know, because you can pass it on. And that was one of the things about the mask. So, you know.
But let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, and you can still get it again and you can still share it,
mm-hmm.
why are we taking off our masks?
Well, I think at this point, it's sort of like you don't want to wear them anymore. And if you've got if you've been vaccinated, you're going to be okay. You're going to be safe.
Even if I'm vaccinated and get it again, you're safe because you're vaccinated.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So anyone who's going to get it at this point is someone who's not vaccinated.
And oh well.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced Friday the state, which recently battled a surge in coronavirus cases, will lift its mask requirement for fully vaccinated people effective this morning. Several states have already taken that step. Maryland, Minnesota, New Mexico, Vermont, and Virginia ended their mask mandates yesterday. That's after the CDC.
Hey, what about California?
They changed its mask guidelines and said fully vaccinated people no longer need to keep their distance from others outside their household.
I mean, I think in a way it's sort of like, this is it. Okay, look, if you're going to get vaccinated, you're going to be okay. You're not going to get it to the point where it's going to kill you.
Right.
And if you're not going to get it for whatever reason, you're not going to get vaccinated, then you're signing off on, okay, this is
my choice.
I tend to think we're going to see another spike. That's my personal guess.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But if not, whatever, man. I mean, you know, one way or the other, we did our due diligence.
Here's another headline. Lipstick sales just jumped more than 80%.
I'll bet. Wow. Yeah.
So they're saying, according to the latest figures from market research, lipstick sales hit 34.2 million in the 4 weeks ending April 18th, up more than 80% from the same period a year earlier. And that's because masks.
Yeah.
Now, is that a positive?
Oh, yeah, I think
because
so.
Because I'll tell you one of, this is going to be a weird thing, but
good.
One positive thing from wearing the mask is I don't have to shave.
Yeah, it has been nice, right? Yeah, I let it go
for
so long.
You just sort of let yourself go and hide.
Yes. There's been a lot of good things about it in weird ways. I know a lot of people like to keep the mask on because they just don't want to have to smile and be more friendly.
That's
and,
the other thing.
Yes.
That's a bad thing, though, to me, because
when
I'm walking down the hall, this is a new gig for me.
Right.
I don't know anyone
right.
here. So I'm walking down the hallway and I smile and I think, they don't know I'm smiling.
Right. And now you're going to have to really kind of step up and get back to normal, you know.
Well, I mean, I usually smile when I meet somebody new, so
right.
at least they'll be able to see it
right,
now.
Right.
All right, so we're going to do a weird thing. We're going to take your phone calls of things that you'll miss not having a mask.
Mm, I think there's going to be quite a few, actually.
Some of the positive things that sort of came out of having to wear a mask.
Right.
And I understand the health issue is the only issue that really matters,
right.
but there are some side things,
yeah,
like me not shaving,
right,
for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
no one knows.
Yeah, you do shave every day,
it's awesome.
Don't you?
Yeah,
yeah. You should generally, you're always super clean shaving.
I'm a ball of hair.
I had for years, and only in the last 5 or 6 years, like who cares? And then especially over the last year, I'm like, oh,
with
man,
the mask.
Yeah, who cares?
All right, so 818-955-KLOS. If you have something that you're gonna miss about not wearing masks. Something that you sort of, it was a positive that you wore it for the last year. And I'm sure the lipstick is one of them.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is kind of a weird topic. Things you're going to miss about wearing a mask. There were some positives about wearing a mask.
Turns out there really were.
KLOS, hello.
The great thing is I had a bunch of dental work, so I had a bunch of teeth pulled out, and so nobody could tell I was missing all my teeth.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So wearing the mask, I was able to get a bunch of implants done, and nobody could tell I looked like a pumpkin.
So it was really good timing for you that way.
It was.
Wow.
It was awesome.
I wonder if a lot. Thank you for calling. Yeah. I wonder if people decided to get plastic surgery or something else that they've been holding off on.
Right. This is the perfect timing.
Because the mask covers it up.
Yeah.
KLOS. Hello.
So this sounds gross, but there's been times that I've left the house and I've forgotten to brush my teeth.
Ooh.
But then I remember we have to wear a mask, so no one can really smell my stinky breath.
Yeah, so they didn't suddenly get hit in the face when you walked up. Now it might come back if you forget.
No, luckily. But yeah. I'll miss that one.
You said there were times multiple. How many times do you leave the house without brushing your teeth?
I had a newborn during COVID, so
Fair enough. You. Right on. Thanks for calling.
All is forgiven.
I won't miss burping in a mask. That's for damn sure. Right? That was odd. That was a hard one. 818-955-KLOS. What are you going to kind of miss about math? Corey Taylor. Samantha's gone. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
This is kind of strange, but as masks start to go away, I mean, there were a few positives.
You know, you didn't like your first grade teacher, but, you know, once you had left, maybe...
Don't get me wrong. I didn't like wearing a mask, but there were a few positives, and that's what we're talking about right now. Things you'll miss about wearing a mask. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
For me, well, the tooth one was one, but actually it helped keep my face warm during winter.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That makes sense.
Where did you spend your winter?
Well, I know. Here in L.A.
Hey, man, it gets cold in L.A. Oh. Really, really cold.
When it gets down to 69.
Man. Yeah, 69.
Oh, come on.
I'm with this dude, man.
It gets in the 50s.
Right on, no, man. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I work construction at Kaiser Hospital, and I chew tobacco, so we're not allowed to chew or smoke or anything. So when the inspector comes up or the safety guy comes up and he doesn't see me chewing, and it's just
great.
Oh, interesting.
That's cool. Well, maybe you're going to be really helpful and super cautious and continue wearing your mask. You know, you can do that, right?
Because you care about the health of others.
Yeah.
Do you have to pull the mask up from the bottom to spit?
Yeah, of course.
Good question. Thanks, dude. Thanks.
Not on the floor.
That's wonderful.
Hey, you know what we got coming up in just a couple of minutes, right?
What?
We have the new super group song, this unbelievably good song from Ice Road.
L.A. Rats?
Yes, L.A. Rats. Going to play it like right up at 5 o'clock.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yep.
Right now we're talking about, listen, we all understand that we had to wear masks and that kind of sucked.
Yep.
But there are a few side benefits that maybe you'll miss.
About wearing a mask daily?
Yes, wearing a mask. Yeah. Maybe you'll miss it. And that's what we're taking calls on. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi. I like it because I'm a grocery checker. And then when people talk to you, they can't spit on you.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, do you think they're going to take the plastic shields down eventually, too? I suppose they will.
I hope not.
Yeah, I get it. I get that.
No, it's like a safety thing. People are gross when they talk.
That's quite a ways to spit.
Oh, but they do. Oh, yeah.
When people, you know, when you speak and people, like, it's gross.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah,
all right.
Totally. All right, thanks for calling. Thank you. Wow, very interesting.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Things you're going to miss about having a mask.
Yeah, I'm going to miss the mask due to my teeth. I've got the genetic disorder and everything else on me. I'm a good-looking dude, dressed sharp. But the mask has been my saving grace for my face.
Bummer. So what do you think about the idea of continuing to wear a mask? I mean, considering that, you know, it is... You know, Asian countries do it all the time, and it's just to not pass on, you know, germs to other people.
I could be down, although as a conservative, I'll never tell my friends.
You should tell your friends, dude.
Tell them. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have $1,000 that we would like to give you.
And it's not going to be an easy one this time, I don't think. Maybe I'd love for someone to prove me wrong and this just get this on the second one like this. But
it's our one second of nonstop rock. And it's worth $1,000. You have to listen closely. Because it is difficult.
And I've got it turned up. Look at this. It's all the way to the top of the board.
As loud as it can get.
All right. Yeah. And if you get the song, you think you know what it is, be caller 13. Tell us the title of the song and the artiste, and you got a grand. Are you ready? Please listen closely. Here it is. 818-955-KLOS. If you can identify that little pace.
It's Kevin and Slago's 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $1,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Am I 13? Am I 13?
You are 13.
Oh, my
But who God. The hell are you?
What's your name?
This is Raquel.
Hi, Raquel.
Wow, that was like pulling teeth.
Yeah. All right, Raquel, do you think you, don't say it yet, but do you think you know what that little tiny piece is?
I don't know. I might.
All right. We're gonna play it for you one more time, just a little clip, and then you tell us what song it is and what artist.
Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
All right, here it is. Good luck. You know, it did play.
We just played it.
It did actually play.
I know it's hard to understand, but we did just play it.
So what do you think it is?
Let's go with Ozzy Osbourne, Gravy Train.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, Raquel.
Okay.
Sorry, Raquel. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now.
Everybody get your hearing aids on. We will do it again tomorrow between 3 and 4 for your shot at $1,500.
That's correct.
Hey, and right after this, it's L.A. Rats. It's the world premiere of their new song. Supergroup L.A. Rats, Nikki Sixx, Rob Zombie, John 5. We're going to play it at 5 for John 5. And then we're going to play it at 6 for Nikki Sixx. What do you think about that?
Maryland to offer lottery prizes up to $400,000 for getting COVID-19 vaccine.
Maryland, for the win.
When was the last time? Ohio, I think?
Yeah.
They were the ones that sort of had the lottery thing going?
There was like $1 million, $5 million altogether. Yep. They were also paying for kids' college if they got the vaccine and won the lottery.
I've been looking for California's policy, and I haven't found it.
I think there's just so many wise folk here in California. They're like, we don't need to bother with it. I mean, they masked up the whole time. We ended up being really safe, and now...
I'm sorry, what?
I know, right? Come on, bring the lottery. Win some money.
Listen to Maryland. Every day for 40 days starting this coming Tuesday, the Maryland Lottery will give away a $40,000 prize to somebody who is vaccinated.
Wow.
Every day for 40 days.
Wow.
And then they're all in for a grand prize of $400,000.
I got to ask you now, how are they proving it? Because people that are just signing those little cards can make them themselves, run off their copies. I mean, how are they proving you actually got these shots?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to care that much because I don't think that many people are capable of making something so believable.
Yeah. Well,
it's not that they don't want to fake it, but
right.
You can usually tell.
I would still say one out of 10 is going to be faking.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
Every day for 40 days, starting Tuesday. 40 grand.
That's awesome.
Each day.
Of course, then if they win their lottery and they haven't had the vaccination, they're going to get sick and die anyway. So who cares where the money goes to
someone
else?
Someone else.
Leave it to us.
California?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Let's get a lottery going.
We need lotteries.
We need lotteries. We need lotteries.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now, they're giving away trips to Catalina on this little radio station.
That is correct.
I very much want to go back out there. I haven't been out there in ages. I love Avalon.
Heidi and Frank are giving it away each morning. Visit 95.5KLOS.com/Catalina for your chance to win. It's a trip for two to stay during the best time of the year, the fall.
Nice. Oh, that's beautiful.
Round trip tickets on Catalina Express, one night stay at the Hotel Metropole. And dinner, couples massage, a zip line eco tour, gaming tokens, and a lot more.
Nice. Very cool.
So you can win that from Heidi and Frank.
Yes, you can.
Let's talk about things that happen to people in a car.
Okay.
Police in Wisconsin pulled over an Illinois man near the border between the states after seeing him sleeping while his Tesla was on autopilot.
Here it comes. This is going to start happening a lot.
According to police, a deputy followed the vehicle for 2 miles with his lights and siren activated before the man realized he was being followed.
He thought he was. I wonder if it was in his dream at all.
Yeah. Oh, man. This dream doesn't involve a cop. What's happening? Body cam video from the scene captured the suspect denying that he was sleeping. This is You have some audio from...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's basically the cop talking to the driver. And right. The cop's like, look, I saw you sleeping. I watched you for a couple of mile while.
Right.
I watched you and you were sleeping. The guy's like, nah. Listen to it.
We were sleeping. We were totally like this in the car. Why would we drive like that?
I was okay.
You were sleeping.
I was a little bit tired.
No, you were sleeping, sir. I was upside of you. I was looking at you and you were doing this. Your eyes were closed. So I understand you have autopilot, but if something was to happen, you're not able to make that conscious decision to stop in a hurry.
There you go. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
It's going to just continue to happen more and more.
Did that guy really think he was going to get out of this with, I'm just tired.
Just tired. I was resting my eyes for 2 miles.
So what we want to talk about is you got caught doing something in your car that maybe you shouldn't have been doing, even if it's texting or whatever.
Right.
If you got caught, I got caught once changing clothes.
Wow, changing clothes. You thought you were in a phone booth. You thought you were Superman.
I was coming home from an event that I had to wear pants and some other stuff. And then I was going to a concert.
Were you driving at the time?
No, I stopped.
Well, then what's wrong?
I don't know.
You can't be naked in your car for a second?
I wasn't naked when he walked up. I was pulling up my shorts.
What, had you been
so
naked
he couldn't
in your
see
car?
The goods.
Yeah. That was the helicopter was flying over trying to get a quick.
So he found it funny.
Right.
And said, you know, you shouldn't be, because if you're naked in a car where everybody can see you.
Well, were you? It's where everybody can see you?
No, not technically.
That doesn't sound very convincing.
I'm not positive. It did take me a half hour to change, so
I was like, I gotta stick my legs out now.
So things you were caught doing in your car. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That new song from LA Rats coming up at the top of the hour.
Yeah, straight up 6.
Very exciting. Right now we're talking about the guy that got pulled over for sleeping in his car while it was on automatic pilot. And that is not legal.
Nope.
So we started taking calls about things you got caught doing in your car. KLOS, hello.
I wasn't exactly in my car.
Okay.
I got a DUI. I had the keys. I got a DUI in a phone booth.
How?
I shit you not.
Had they seen you driving? Did they know you had been driving?
The only thing I could think of is somebody must have seen me on the road and called them. That's the only thing I could think of.
Oh, that could be. That's odd. Don't drink and make calls in a phone booth.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS.
Hey, me and a boyfriend, I was 17. He was barely 18. And he was 6'5". We got caught in the back seat of his Ford Falcon by the Glendora Police Department. And we couldn't just expose the parts we needed. Oh, no, we had to get completely naked.
Oh, yeah, you do. I mean, you have to. I mean, that's pretty... Now, wait a minute. What did you say? Yeah. A Falcon? That sounded like something different, but you said Falcon Police. That's what you were doing?
A small Ford Falcon.
Oh, I see. I thought you were saying something else there, but you said you were in a small Ford f***ing.
KLOS, hello.
You're saying what?
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
We are doing great. We're talking about things you were caught doing in your car.
Yeah, I went to a Kings game. I had season seats for the Kings for years.
Nice.
And the Kings weren't scoring, so I took my girlfriend out in the parking lot. Kings didn't score, but I sure did.
You scored. All right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about a man who fell asleep in his electric car.
This is a problem of the future.
He was the only person in the car, and it was on self-driving mode.
Yeah, this
and
is going to be going
not
on.
At all.
So often is this going
to
happen.
And an officer looked at him for 2 minutes to see if he would move or anything would happen. Then he turned on his siren, and nothing happened.
Dude did not wake up.
No. Then he denied it, of course.
That's real trust, man. That is trust.
We are talking about things you were caught doing in your car, KLOS hello.
I should have been doing 120 miles an hour.
Woo!
When the cop pulled me over, he said, do you know how fast you were going? And it's like, I was like, yeah, I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
Ah.
And he said, you were doing 80. I was like, woo, because he didn't catch me 2 miles down
yes,
the road.
I was.
There you go. That's the right answer. Nicely done.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
So my boyfriend at the time and I, we just finished having sex. And we were laying in the car. We were kind of like in the dark, like in this area in the neighborhood. And we see these two people crouched down by my car trying to steal my hubcap.
Oh, that is awesome.
And they looked up. They're like, oh, there's people in the car. And they tried to leave. And then my boyfriend at the time tried to get, like, in the front seat to, like, follow them. But we already lost them.
Did they get one?
No, they didn't. They saw it.
Oh, all right.
That's funny.
There's people in the car.
That's hilarious.
That is awesome.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello. Things you were caught in your car doing that you shouldn't have been.
Well, I was passed out.
Okay, good.
Good start.
Were you driving?
No, I've been to a party, and the car stalled when I got to the off-ramp, and I just passed out there. I wake up, the cop tapping my glass with a mirror with his flashlight.
Yeah. Did he ask you where your keys were?
Well, he made me walk back to the base.
What?
He made me walk back to the base.
The base?
Yeah, I was in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a big detail to leave out.
Yeah. So why were you asking him where the keys were to his car?
Because I think you could still get a DUI if you're sitting in the driver's seat and you have your keys on you.
Oh, really?
I think they can still give you a DUI. So they say you're supposed to, A, put your keys in the trunk.
Okay.
To prove to
pass
them,
out? Okay, yeah.
To prove to them if you're just going to sleep at all.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And you should change seats into like the driver's seat or the back seat while you sleep.
Very good to know. Yeah. That's good to know. You shouldn't be getting behind the wheel in the first place.
Never happened to me. I'm just saying it happened to a friend, and I'm not going to say his name.
818-955-KLOS. What'd you get caught in your car doing?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is a new band called the LA Rats. It's kind of a super group. Nikki Sixx, Rob Zombie, John 5, and drummer Tommy Clufetos.
Yeah, and I'm thinking next time we play that, I'm going to have to start keeping track of every place that I've been to in that list. It's quite a few. I started in my head. I'm like, oh, I've been there. Don't know that. Where's that? But LA Rats, and that song is going to be out officially tomorrow. I've Been Everywhere. It's from the new Netflix movie.
The Ice Road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ice Road Zombie.
I wish.
You originally seen.
Well, I read it, the Ice Road Zombie, but then I saw there was a period after Ice Road. Zombie later confirmed these details. Oh,
damn.
I see. It's Rob Zombie.
A very interesting movie, actually.
That's
the
a
Ice
very
Road
different
Zombie.
One.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Louis Vuitton.
Okay. Who's that? What's that? Oh, that's that fancy designer thing deal.
They have made a new bag that looks like an airplane.
Well, new bass, a new clutch. Come on.
Yes.
Come
clutch.
On. Come
Sorry.
On.
My bad.
That looks like an airplane.
That looks like an airplane.
That's
yes.
really dumb. How much is it? It's going to be rather expensive.
You know, it's expensive. I mean, it's not cheap.
Right.
If that's what you're saying.
Right.
$39,000.
What? Come on.
That's how much they are.
$39,000. Oh, nope. I have an answer for you. Nope.
Agreed. Nope.com.
Nope.
Here's the report.
Fasten your seatbelts.
No! No, it's her!
It is her.
It's her. Jenny? What's her name?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. She's our favorite reporter.
Oh, yeah.
And her reports are terrible. And I wanted to bring up this bag because it's ridiculous for a $39,000 bag.
Wow.
But then I listened to her and I was like, oh, she's going to really do this story justice.
No puns coming your way. That's for sure.
Fasten your seatbelts. This bag has hit some turbulence.
Oh, come on.
Here we go.
Really?
We go.
Like, I wonder if she said that and then went, yes. Nailed it.
I think the average consumer is going to go, what?
I think you're right. Because that's absurd.
That's a little bit of cash.
It's Louis Vuitton airplane bag.
Wow. Now, wait. What is she saying there? She's throwing out some fancy
she's saying
pronunciation.
Louis Vuitton.
Is that how you say
it's
it?
It's how I looked it up because I really wanted to bust her for it. But it's how you say it in France.
Oh.
Yeah.
This ain't France.
Sort of. She changes it pretty much every time she says it.
This ain't no France.
This Louis Vuitton airplane bag sells for $39,000. You can buy an actual plane for less, noted someone, posting a used Cessna selling for just over $32,000 to prove it.
Good point.
The luxury design house showed a travel-themed collection at its latest men's show, and there it was, more of a collector's item. Or, as celebrity stylist Philip Block put it...
And I think it was the fantasy we all want. We all want to escape our living rooms right now.
What does that have to do with a $39,000 bag that looks like a plane?
It looks like an airplane, and so it's a fantasy of getting out of the house.
I mean, you know, some people walking into first class with one of them damn things. They'd be like, oh, wait, hold on, that's $39,000.
I would knock it to the ground.
Yeah, on my way out, I'm grabbing it and running.
Yeah, well, for $39,000, can it fly?
See? Because it's a lot, and it looks like an airplane.
We need to track her down.
Yes, we
can
do.
You even find things you put in there? Where's my chapstick?
Is she just asking that randomly?
Yeah.
Have you checked the cockpit?
Okay, see? Language.
On the bright side, look at all the miles to be earned on purchasing this. Covered with a famous Louis Vuitton logo.
Vuitton. I mean, technically, we say it wrong here. Yeah. Right? But in France, they don't say it like this either.
Looks like a military transport plane, but who would be transporting it?
I can't.
She's the worst.
I can't.
It's $39,000.
Crazy.
Bag.
What a weird thing. People come up with these insanely expensive, bizarre. And it's so ugly. It's actually
ugly. Yeah.
It's not even it cool looking.
And I assume they don't expect to sell many of them, but maybe a few celebrities or
collectors items. Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't have an extra $39,000 around. And if I did, I'd light it on fire before I'd buy that.
Kevin, my birthday's coming up. ..
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. That wraps it up for us.
Yeah, now, so tomorrow actually is Friday, right?
Correct.
We're finally on an act. Like Eric has taught us in his little promos, tomorrow is Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Okay, good. Woo!
Yes.
Woo! I'm going to start celebrating right now.
Sluggo thinks every Thursday is Friday. I don't know why.
I'm living in the future. Not very far in the future, but a bit.
Greg Beharrell is next.
Yay! You got your podcast with Mike.
Yes, it's called Great News with Kevin and Mike on YouTube.
That's where you find it, on YouTube. Yep. Nice. And I'm off to pet the kitty. See you tomorrow. Bye! A weird harmonica showdown happened on this day in rock in 1966 during a show that Bob Dylan and the band were playing in Edinburgh, Scotland. A lot of the audience members didn't like Dylan going electric, so they tried to overpower the band by playing their own harmonicas. Keith Moon was whacked on the head with a guitar by Pete Townsend on this day in rock in 1966. He had been late to a gig in Windsor, England. You know, punctuality is important, kids. A special sneak preview of the new Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band took place on the BBC on this day in rock in 1967. They played the entire album except A Day in the Life, which the BBC had already banned, saying it could promote drug taking.